site now, for all we know, because this site is controlled by Russian-backed rebels. Right now, for all we know, bodies remain strewn over the fields of the eastern Ukraine, and armed rebels are trampling the site. So it is absolutely vital that an independent international investigation begin as soon as possible so that we can identify and recover the remains of all the Australians on board. And we are working urgently with our international partners to that end. Now, since my press conference yesterday evening, I've spoken with Prime Minister Najib of Malaysia, Prime Minister Cameron of the United Kingdom, President Poroshenko of Ukraine, and this morning with President Obama of the United States. Minister Bishop has also been in close contact with her counterparts abroad. I have to say that every one of the heads of government that I have spoken to is full of shock and indignation about what has taken place, and every one of them is full of determination to ensure that we have a full and comprehensive and impartial investigation. Overnight, the United Nations Security Council met in emergency session to consider this matter, and the Security Council issued a strong statement calling for a full, thorough and independent international investigation and for appropriate accountability. The Council stressed the need for all parties to grant immediate access by investigators to the crash site. I regret to say that overnight a monitoring mission from the Organisation for Security and Cooperation in Europe did gain temporary access to the site, but it was driven off by gunfire, presumably from the Russian-backed rebels. This does highlight, though, the difficulty and the danger of this situation. So, we are working with our partners at the Security Council to secure a UN-backed investigation. We do want a binding Security Council resolution for a full, independent, comprehensive international investigation that has access to the debris, to the site, to the black box, and to anyone who might be able to shed light on these events. And I can inform you that tonight Foreign Minister Bishop will leave for the United States to lead our campaign at the Security Council. I can advise that the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has already deployed 6 officers to Kiev. More are on their way, including a 5-member emergency response team. We also have AFP investigators on their way, and we stand ready to deploy more as this situation develops. Contingency arrangements are in place to provide for the repatriation of bodies, although I must caution that this is likely to be weeks rather than days away. During these difficult weeks ahead, the government will do everything we can to support the bereaved families. I should say that I was grateful for the Leader of the Opposition's support in the Parliament yesterday, and we will be ensuring that Mr. Shorten gets regular briefings on what's happening. I want to stress that Australia will do whatever we humanly can to ensure that this matter is absolutely thoroughly investigated, to find out what we can and to bring the perpetrators to justice. Our objective is to ensure, for the dead and for the living, dignity, respect and justice.
Thank you, Prime Minister. At this time of deep mourning, we can assure the Australian people